Amend bylaws. City of Powell River Council passed first and second reading to amend the Sustainable Official Community Plan and Zoning Bylaw regarding intensive residential infill, carriage houses. At the February 2 City Council meeting, councillors also voted to send the amendments to public hearing. Revenue anticipation. Councillors gave first three readings to its revenue anticipation borrowing bylaw, which, if passed, would authorize council to borrow up to $15 million if the city does not have sufficient money on hand to meet current lawful expenditures. Councillor Trina Isakson said the city receives taxes in July but, in the calendar year, starts spending in January. This is an opportunity, if required, to borrow to cover expenses if things get tight heading up to tax time, said Isakson. That being said, our chief financial officer, looking back at history, indicated this has never actually been used, but if needed, it allows us to be able to react. This can also be useful if an emergency happens. For example, with the floods that happened in the Sumas Prairie last year, those municipalities were able to spend immediately to meet the needs of the residents, through this borrowing, then get reimbursed through the provincial government. It allows spending to happen in a quick and timely manner. Strategic input. At the January 31 committee of the whole meeting, councillors received correspondence from Lisa Moffitt regarding an engagement summary for local women and non-binary, genderqueer women. The engagement summary involved a group of people getting together who were asked to share their opinions and priorities to help inform strategic planning for City Council. The group provided feedback on topics such as housing affordability, housing availability, childcare, active transportation, local economy and jobs, plus 22 other priorities participants identified. Councillor George Doubt made a motion to refer this item to Council's strategic planning seminar. I appreciate people's involvement in coming up with these suggestions, said Doubt. It's good food for Council's thoughts. Isakson said she appreciated receiving comments from the public. She added that councillors read this input, consider it and weigh it. The motion carried. Fine levied. Public notice of failure to file financial disclosure for the October 2022 municipal election was announced by Deputy Corporate Officer Jessica Leffert. In a memorandum to the committee, Leffert stated that candidate Roger Whitaker had not yet filed the required financial disclosure statement as of January 23 and is required to pay a late filing fee of $500. Whitaker said he is in touch with legal counsel to resolve the matter.